Twice a year. All right, everybody. Time is now 6:31 p.m. Therefore, I call to order the regular meeting of the Harker Heights Planning and Zoning Commission for August 29th, 2018. We will start with an invocation, and I did not ask anybody to do that. My God, there's my sign. All right. Charlton, will you do the invocation?
You want me to do the prayer? Okay.
All right, and Pledge of Allegiance. Who would like to do that? Young lady, great. All right. So, Commissioner Charlton's going to do our invocation, and Commissioner Anderson will be doing our Pledge of Allegiance. So,
please stand and bow your heads. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the committee members who have met to determine how to take on tough issues now so that it won't be issues over the horizon in 10 years from now. Lord, we bless all who are here today. Let us keep our minds open to new ideas, to include signage and whatever we might discuss tonight. Please give us the courage to stand up and do what's right for the city, regardless of the implications. We ask that you bless these people who are here tonight and bless those who will come later to discuss issues that hopefully we will decide that will make this community better over the long term. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. Very good, sir. Thank you.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right. Thank you all very much. I don't have any attorney here stop us from doing that. So, all right, got that knocked out there. The P&Z consists of volunteers appointed by the City Council. We coordinate with city staff, owners, developers, and agents, and residents to provide the council with independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations of planning and zoning issues in the context of state statutes, local ordinances, and the city's land use and comprehensive plans. Except for preliminary plats, all votes are recommendations and are forwarded to the council for decision. Secretary, please note commissioners that are present and absent. I have everyone here with the exception of Commissioner Wilson and Commissioner Welch, but I believe that, are they gone? Okay, you may put them down as absent, or what do you may put them down as?
Absent.
All right.
Commissioner Carey.
All right, Carey, of course, and Carey's absent, excuse me. Thank you very much. We have a quorum here. Everybody, please silence your cell phones, whatever make noise out there, if you can please turn that off. The first order of business is going to be approval of the minutes from the regular meeting held on July 25th, 2018. At this time, I'm going to ask commissioners, one of y'all for a motion.
I move to approve the minutes.
Okay, Commissioner Anderson motions. And do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Commissioner Charlton, second. Okay, any discussion, commissioners? Okay, all in favor, please signify, raise your hand. And that is unanimous there. Okay, next is going to be recognition of affidavits for conflict of interest.
We receive none.
Very good. And next item is going to be report on development activity. Ms. Perez for the city.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. So the city thus far in August has received zero commercial permits. We've got a lot that's going to be coming up in September that you'll see. But as far as August, you'll see that we focus primarily on residential with 38 permits pulled, 25 of those being in the new Cedarbrook Ridge subdivision. So our permits specialist, Wilson, is pretty inundated with all of the reviewing and processing through our permit system. To date, we're looking at about 30,103 residents estimated population for the city of Harker Heights.
Now look at that, 30,103. Good job, thank you.
You're welcome.
Commissioners, any questions? All right, next is gonna be a report on city council action resulting from the August 14th, 2018 meeting. Mr. Mullis.
As you recall, we had one case move forward from last month's meeting, and that was the
the CUP for the business on Veterans Memorial Boulevard. You recommended approval 7-0, and the council approved it 4-0. They were very excited about that and wanted to commend you on your hard work as far as the workshop was concerned when we came up with the conditions. And based on the feedback I got, the Veterans Memorial Boulevard overlay district is going to sail through pretty well once we get back to that.
Nice.
So I just wanted to pass that on to you.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Under public hearing, the case is going to be Z18-12. Conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance to change zoning designation from R1, one family dwelling district, to R1M, one family manufactured dwelling district. On property described as 5 Feathers Edition, block 001, lot 0002, identified as property ID of 185944, generally located at 2004 Warriors Path, Parker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Perez for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. As you stated, we are looking at a property located off of Warriors Path. The applicant has brought forth an application to rezone this property that's currently R1 to R1M, making it a true manufactured zoning designation for this property. They are wanting to remove what's existing on the property and replace it by a 32-foot by 72-foot masonry-clad manufactured home. Now, they have already replaced it, and its existing non-conforming status will thus cease. Therefore, it would necessitate the R1M zoning designation. So kind of going into it, this is what it currently looks like. This picture was taken earlier in the month. We were told that that would be removed from the property and then the new one replaced. Not sure if it has since been removed, but the applicant can answer that for you. Our existing land use does show that there's a double wide trailer on the property. You'll see that surrounding properties do also have trailer, double wide, single wide, manufactured homes in general, and then some vacant lots just to the west of it. Across the street is a private drive with several single family homes, and just north and northeast of us is Nolanville city limits. So kind of right on the edge of town. You'll see that it is existing as R1 single family. So it would actually be making the switch over to this brown color.
Yeah, I like the green better. Is it green?
Yeah, like a pea soup green. Our future land use does show this area in particular as mixed residential, and within the comprehensive plan written in 2007, mixed residential does include single family, R2, duplex, and then manufactured homes, mobile homes, stuff of that nature. So staff did send out a total of 14 notices. We have not received any back in favor or against this property rezoning. And the property does not lie with any flood hazard ways, so it's clear from that. Staff does recommend approval of this property to request a zoning change from R1 to R1M based off the following, that it does not, it's consistent with the comprehensive plan and that it does allow for mixed use in this designated area, as well as the zoning would fit well within this area as other zonings within that area are currently zoned R1M. And also the applicant's desire to clad the home, which you will see here, the applicant has given us as an example of what they intend on cladding the home with, a masonry product. Would actually increase and make it a higher and better use for this property. And I believe that we have in the past spoken to the applicant, and you'll see that this is currently horizontal on the lot. The size of manufactured home that he's intending on putting in the lot will actually have to go in vertically. So they will have to put a door at the end of that to allow entryway there.
Well, they'll avoid a lot of the sun in the west that way too.
Yeah, they'll get a lot of that. That concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Commissioners, y'all have any questions for Ms. Perez?
You know, I don't know if that's a paved driveway back there.
We were just talking about
that. And this rezoning sign I had to read it, and therefore I'm going to have to...
Oh.
Oh my God. That...
It's hard to tell. It looks like it might be gravel, but the applicant can answer that and maybe give you some more...
It was asphalt, I believe.
Yeah, it looked like asphalt in the back.
Maybe in the back, and then hard to tell.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, young lady.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Okay. Who's here representing this request? If you can please come forward, sir, state your name and your address.
I'm Larry Pilkey, 806 Doubles Court. And I brought some extra pictures, but I see she's done a great job. She's already got them. So
Class act.
She did a better job presentation. Can I just take her home with me?
Okay. Well, she goes with her. But
yeah, it is partial asphalt and partial gravel for a driveway, but that's going to end up being recapped. If you can take a look at the quality of the house that we're putting in there, it really doesn't look like a manufactured home at all.
You could hand that up here to this.
Oh, you have.
You can hand it down. Mr. Pilkey, what year is the mobile home or the manufactured home going in there?
2000 or 2001.
Okay.
It was it was placed in its present condition as a brand new home, so it's never been moved before, and so this will be its first move. So the house is in outstanding condition.
Well, anything's better than that double wide that is on there now.
Yes, I know. We've been trying to get rid of that for a long time. The property actually belongs to my sister, so the intent is to move that out, put this house in, and then I will purchase the property together.
What would you say the value is of the manufactured home that you're putting in there once it's stone and all that? What would you say?
Probably about $159,000.
How much, sir?
About $159,000. Mm-hmm. This is a very quality home. This is not a piece of junk. You're sitting on virtually a half-acre piece of property with a 2,200-square-foot home, exceptionally well made. This house was designed as a prefabbed home, not necessarily as a mobile home. I'm also a licensed Texas installer, so I'll be putting the house in myself.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, y'all have any questions for Mr. Pilkey? The Pilkey family is responsible for thousands and thousands of mobile homes in our area here, which is good and bad. Good bet, but no. Anyways, a very well-established family in the mobile home business, that's for sure. So, all right, Mr. Pilkey, please have a seat, sir.
Can I pay y'all a compliment?
Sure.
I've been in a lot of meetings for a long time, and I have never seen a pledge to the Texas flag.
Right?
Don't stop.
All right. Sir, here's those. Mr. Pilkey?
There
you go, sir. Thank you very much for those.
You
bet. Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in reference to this agenda item? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in reference to this agenda item? Okay. I'm now going to close out the public hearing. The applicant, no need for a rebuttal. At this time, commissioners, do I have a motion?
I just have one question before.
Yes, sir.
I don't think we have to test. Do we know anything about the future of that Warrior Path as far as widening it? Will that impact some of this? You know, with the school coming up.
Right, Warrior's Path is going to be widened. We are in the middle of submitting a funding proposal to the Council of Governments or to the Metropolitan Transportation Organization to get that placed onto state funding. So that is going to happen more than likely in the next 2 to 3 years. I believe that we have acquired the right-of-way necessary to widen the road. So as far as impacts are concerned, it shouldn't have a big impact on that property. At that point, the road is going to be a two-lane. I think that the last design I saw shows that it's a two-lane with a shoulder and then a sidewalk, and then it'll widen to three lanes, so two lanes and a turn lane in the middle, right in front of the middle school. So I believe at that point we're probably okay as far as the road width, but there should be enough right-of-way, and if not, we'll negotiate with Mr. Pilkey to acquire a few feet of right-of-way. I think he's going to place his unit far enough away from the street that shouldn't be an issue.
A lot size there, that he should still have plenty of room.
It's a fairly deep lot, and I know he's placing his unit perpendicular to the street, but I think we've got enough room to work with that.
Okay. Commissioners, any other questions? Okay, this time I need a motion. Who would like to give me a motion?
I move that we recommend approval of the rezoning request from R1 One Family Dwelling District to R1M One Family Manufactured Home Dwelling District on property described as Five Feathers Addition, Block 1, Lot 2, identified as property ID 185944, generally located at 2004 Warriors Path, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas.
Very good, Commissioner Charlton. Thank you very much. So we have a motion for Commissioner Charlton. Do I have a second? Well, thank you, Mr. Commissioner McCain. Okay, we have a second. Okay, at this time, do we have any discussion, commissioners? Okay, all in favor, please signify by raising their hand. And we are unanimous. Very good. All right. Congratulations, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, under old business is case Z18-11, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance to change zoning designation from R1 One Family Dwelling District to B4 Secondary and Highway Business District on property described as 5.5 acre tract of land in Bell County, Texas, being part of the Uriah Hunt Survey, abstract number 401, and the land herein described being part of a called 44.337 acre tract conveyed to Anderson Ortega Jr. and his wife Janie J. Ortega of record in volume 1985. Page 253, deed records of Bell County, Texas, identified as property of ID 81043, generally located at 13950 East Knights Way, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Perez for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. So I believe that you all had seen this last month, so it's being brought back to you because we decided to, I believe, did we table it or did we just outright disapprove it?
Tabled.
That's right. So the applicant has come back for this recommendation to rezone the property. We're looking at just the back portion of the property to go from R1 to B4. So they're obtaining the entire property that you see here outlined in yellow. The front portion of the property, consisting of about 1.67 acres, was rezoned May 12th, 2018. It passed City Council. So what we're looking at is this piece of property right off of Knights Way, kind of elevated up from Knights Way. It used to be the old T-Com building. There was a sign out there. You can see the leftover signage off to the far left. So this is the area that they are intending on rezoning to B4, the front portion of the property that you see here was already previously rezoned. Our existing land use does call this area along 2410 to be primarily commercial endeavors. So what they're wanting to do as far as holding a church congregation on the property does meet that. It actually would meet it within the current zoning, but for any future development that they may have, they wanted to go ahead and match both of the zoning districts and then make it accessible for any other endeavors. So you'll see here, this is kind of what we have in our mapping system as of today, or rather earlier in July when this map was made, but it's still existing as that. So really it would benefit them to rezone the back portion of the property to a commercial zoning as well. Otherwise, they may have to erect an 8-foot masonry wall in between those two because they are in the overlay district. Future land use does call for this area to be commercial. Staff sent out a total of 12 notices. We did not receive any back in favor or against this property rezoning. And per FEMA flood zone, there's no inundation of this property by those waterways. Staff therefore recommends approval of this ordinance to rezone 13950 from R1 to B4 on the back portion of the property, consisting of about 5.5 acres. Because it is consistent with the future land use map in that it does call for commercial along this corridor, and it would not likely have any adverse impacts to any neighboring businesses or residences. That does conclude my presentation. I know that you all have heard this previously, so I'll make it short and sweet, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
I just have one. So based on this, a B4, then no one can actually live on that land, or does B4 allow that?
If you, are you speaking about like a single-family residence?
Yeah, I'm assuming there's one in the back.
So it was our understanding that, let me get to it, that back piece of property was being used as a dwelling unit. Whether or not there's somebody actually dwelling there now, staff is unaware. But I imagine that whenever the applicant obtains the entire property, if they do not already via contract, then it would no longer exist as a residence for anyone else, maybe a parsonage, if that is something that they wish to do within the church classification of it. But no, sir, okay. Nothing residential.
Commissioners, anything else from Ms. Perez? Nope. Thank you, young lady. Please have a seat. Okay, who's here representing this property? Can you please state your name and your address, sir?
Good evening. My name is Ace Renault with Mitchell & Associates at 102 North College Street in Killeen. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding this project.
You don't scare the crap out of them. They don't want to ask any questions. Okay.
How come it was tabled? I wasn't here last month.
Well, we tabled it because you weren't here.
Yeah.
No. Actually, they didn't show up, which is a bad thing around here. I got to tell you that. People that don't show up here, we usually run out of town. But we're not going to do that to y'all. So, anyways, Commissioner, it's a pretty simple thing here. But let me get back to this part here. I'm going to close out the. Or is there anyone else here that would like to speak for or against this request? Is there anyone else here who would like to speak for or against this request? Yes, sir. Mr. Ortega?
No.
No. Okay.
We're the ones who are, I'm Jerry Harrow, pastor of the church. That's
you got to, I have, sorry, due to legal reasons, we got to have you appear. If you state your name and your address.
My name is Gerald Harrow. I actually live at 7702 Pyrite Drive in Killeen, Texas, and I'm the pastor of this. We're trying to develop this as a church site.
What kind of church is it?
It's a Lutheran church, and we are called Fortress is what the name that we've chosen to be a refuge for people in the area that need to have some refuge in this crazy world we're in. So we're excited about this property for that. I just wanted to clarify a little bit on the question that was asked earlier. There is no dwelling in the back at all. What it is a garage area that was used at one time for just that, just a garage. It doesn't have any facilities in it or anything, so it's just kind of a concrete block building back there. And there is no intention for us to ever put a parsonage or any sort of living areas in that. We're trying to think about developing the back part of it into a park area where people can walk, maybe a prayer walk with picnic tables and things like that in the middle of the nature with the trees and things. So that's what our vision for that property is. So again, I just kind of want to clarify the question on that.
Thank you.
What kind of timeline are you looking at as far as this is approved and city council approves all that stuff there?
Well, what we're looking at now, we've been working with Fire Marshal and trying to get a temporary occupancy so we can use it right now for some worship at the existing building. We're looking at closing, hopefully, if this all goes well and everything else happens by the end of September. So that's what our goal is. So then start and looking at a master plan for that with the architects and try to make sure when we develop the property, it's done well and done within a vision long term of how we can use the property. So that's what our plan is.
Well, I always like to see churches go in, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. We're excited about it. We really are. So thank you for considering it.
Commissioners, y'all have any questions here of the pastor?
Sure. I'd like to address an issue. It's not an issue, but I just want to make something known, and that is that we did not require the applicant to rezone this property.
Church doesn't have to be rezoned, right?
That is correct. Yeah. A church is allowed in any zoning district in the city of Harker Heights, so I don't want there to be any miscommunication that they were required to rezone this property to put their church. They're rezoning so that the property can be consistent, and then in the future, if there's ever any kind of exchange of properties or whatsoever, they've got some options, but it's not a requirement for their current use for either piece of that property. So I just wanted to make that clear because they're protected by federal law, but it's just something that they chose to do. So I just wanted to make sure that was on the record that, you know, we're not requiring that they rezone, but we certainly, you know, do not oppose that rezoning.
Very good. Commissioners, any other questions of the pastor? Thank you very much, sir. Please have a seat. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in reference to the agenda item? Is there anyone else who would like to speak in reference to the agenda item? Okay, with that, I'm closing out the public hearing. Let me see here. Do I have a motion, commissioners? Commissioner Anderson, you were on it tonight.
You're on it.
I move to approve an ordinance to change the zoning designation from R1, one family dwelling district, to B4, secondary and highway business district, on property described as a 5.5-acre tract of land in Bell County, Texas, being part of the Uriah Hunt Survey, abstract number 401, and the land herein described being part of a called 44.337-acre tract conveyed to Anderson Ortega Jr. and wife Janie J. Ortega of record in volume 1985, page 253, deed records of Bell County, Texas, identified as property ID 81043, generally located at 13950 East Knights Way, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas.
Very good, young lady. That was better than Commissioner Charlton's. Okay, do I have a second? Okay, Commissioner Watford. Very good. Okay, is there any discussion, commissioners? Okay, all in favor, please signify by raising their hands. And that is unanimous there. Okay, next under old business is P18-120. And congratulations, folks. Thank you all very much. Discuss and consider a request for preliminary plat approval of property described as 5.5 acre tract of land in Bell County, Texas, being part of the Uriah Hunt Survey, abstract number 401, and the land herein described being part of a called 44.37 acre tract conveyed to Anderson Ortega Jr. and wife Janie J. Ortega, of record in volume 1985, page 253, deed records of Bell County, Texas, identifies property ID 81043, generally located at 13950 East Knights Way, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Perez for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. So the same property that we just passed the zoning on, they are coming for you, before you this evening. Last month, you just saw it as a preliminary. So now they have preliminary finaled. So it's this piece of property. It has not been platted, so therefore they are doing both. And I believe that it's cause for preliminary due to the need for a fire extinguisher as well. Water utilities. There is
fire extinguisher.
They're going to need more than that. There is a septic on the property, but should they choose to hook up to city facilities, they do have access to that.
That's important.
Or rather, they can gain access. So here is the plat we're looking at. They are platting all that you see here. So a total of, I'm going to say that those little numbers,
I can't
say 5.3. And that's my zoomed in version, too. So preliminary engineering plans provided to staff have been reviewed to meet the requirements set out by the City of Harker Heights Code of Ordinances. So all the comments that you did receive previously, those have been addressed. I believe that our Public Works Director had a comment about some minor details within the sewer caps, blow-offs, so on. So those have been remedied and they have been submitted to us. So the plat is consistent with the zoning requirements as it has just been passed. Being that it is commercial, there are no formal setbacks. We do have a setback along the front, and then any utilities, easements that may be in that area will be included in that as well. So the proposed provision and configuration of roads, water, wastewater, and drainage and utility easements and rights of way to serve the lot have been revised and do meet our city code. This is kind of their existing water layout. You'll see that they're actually going to tap in.
Is that their fire hydrant right there?
Their extinguisher? Yes. Yes, sir. So they're going to tap into this current. I believe that there are, Ty, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a couple meters in this area.
Correct.
Okay. So they're going to actually tap into the meters here and run a line down to then facilitate a hydrant to this area that would then give them that 500 feet for a commercial fire hydrant? 300
For commercial, but 600 for residential.
Oops. So that concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Well, that was a great presentation. Commissioners, any questions for Ms. Perez? All right. Please have a seat, young lady. Okay, who's here representing this request? I guess the Mitchell Associates, ma'am. Okay. Can you please state your name and address again, sir?
Ace Renault with Mitchell & Associates, 102 North College Street in Killeen. We put together this plat and the associated utilities, and happy to answer any questions that you have regarding it.
Commissioners, any questions? All right, let's get them again.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please have a seat. Okay, is there anyone here that would like to... No, well, you have it on here. Oh, you need that part there. No public hearing. No public hearing at this time. There we go. So we're just going to knock this thing out. Mm-hmm. Okay, commissioners, back to y'all. Do I have a motion?
I lost my space here. I'll do it.
All right. Don't be shy. There's not a limit on how many times you do it. We'll let him do the second. How's that? We'll share it.
All right. I move to approve a preliminary or final plat for property described as 5.5-acre tract of land in Bell County, Texas, being part of the Uriah Hunt Survey, abstract number 401, and the land herein described being part of a called 44.337-acre tract conveyed to Anderson Ortega Jr. and wife Janie J. Ortega of record in volume 1985. Page 253, deed records of Bell County, Texas, identified as property 81043, generally located at 13950 East Knights Way, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas.
Very good, ma'am. Thank you very much, Commissioner Anderson. Do I have a second, Commissioner McCann?
Yeah, I'll second.
All right, good. Commissioner McCann. Okay, any discussion, commissioners? All in favor, please signify by raising your hand. And that is unanimous there. All right. Congratulations. Thank you all very much. Next item is citizens to be heard. Are there any citizens who would like to speak tonight? Nope. Next item are reports from P&Z commissioners, alternates. Are there any commissioners or alternate members that would like to speak tonight? Nope. Are there any staff comments? Nope.
Yes, we do.
Oh. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We did want to go ahead and discuss our holiday schedule.
Right on.
Okay. For November and December. December, primarily December. As you can see, Thanksgiving holiday is going to fall on the 22nd and the 23rd. Our P&Z meeting will be November 28th. I can't imagine that would cause any issues, but again, we're bringing it forward to you to see if this would be an okay meeting time preceding the Thanksgiving holiday.
Good with me, guys and girl. Is that good for y'all?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go.
Moving forward into December, you can see that P&Z falls on the 26th, the day right after Christmas. We do have Christmas Eve on Monday, Christmas Day on the 25th, Tuesday. And then the following week, you can see that we move into the new year. So I think that last year, we had pushed the December meeting on into the first week of January.
Yes.
That being said, the first Wednesday of January is the second. City Hall will be closed Monday, or I'm sorry, City Hall will be closed Tuesday, which
I think the second of
we will be
January.
Here.
What do y'all think about that, guys? Girl,
I'll be gone that week.
You'll be gone, all right.
Anybody else plan to be out?
Let's do it. So
okay.
January 2nd.
So that's a December meeting.
Yes, we'll have the December meeting the January 2nd of 2019, but we will have two meetings essentially in the month of January. We'll have January's meeting on the 30th, December's meeting on the 2nd.
Right on. All right, anything else, young lady?
I think that's it.
All right, we're going to close this out at 7:06 p.m. Woo! All right, sir.
Actually, can we go back to
them about the schedule. I don't know if January 2nd is going to be adequate because we have to swear everybody in. We've got to do a bunch of...
There's the thing called hazing, and they are new members, so they can do whatever we want them to do. So you want to hold off on it for now?
Let's hold off on a decision until September.
Okay.
That's everybody fine. Check your schedules. One of the other things we've historically done is we have moved... Go back a slide. We've moved the Thanksgiving one to, like, early December and then not had a December meeting and moved it to January. So that's something else to consider because if we go to the December calendar, it looks like there will be a council meeting on the 11th. So we could potentially have the P&Z meeting in the 5th. So we move the November meeting back a week, and then we don't have a December meeting at all, and that way we will notify all applicants and so forth if that's the case.
Okay, so we would not have a December meeting at all. We would have...
We move the November meeting to the 5th of December. But I need to verify the council calendar for that and make sure that the 11th is going to be a council meeting.
In November.
But that might be an alternative configuration. So can we look at that and bring that back
to you next month? Yeah, of course. Yes, sir.
That's fine.
They're
flexible up here.
A bunch of new members.
Yeah.
We won't be able to tell them. What will work? You hear what I'm saying?
The 28th of November is my birthday. I might come in drunk. I don't know.